The new year is just about upon us, but there's still lots of movie business to wrap up from 2017. A lot of 2017's films opened in limited release in December, and these films are just starting to trickle into El Paso cinemas over the first weeks of 2018. I'm Charles Horak. You're listening to On Film. Today we look at two 2017 films about to be released in El Paso, both about fierce competitors, both films based on true stories, both about two self-made women brought down by criminality and controversy. Joining me to discuss Molly's Game and the figure skating biopic I, Tonya, I'm happy to have back on the program Jean Creel. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
Two new films opening later this week, both with startling similarities I found in how they're put together. Let's start with Molly's Game.
All right. Molly's Game is the first directing effort from the well-established screenwriter Aaron Sorkin. Here, he has also written the screenplay based on the book by Molly Bloom, which chronicles her rise and fall as the poker princess. Jessica Chastain is Molly, and Idris Elba plays her defense attorney, who is initially reluctant to take her case, but as she lays out the who, what, where, and when, he becomes intrigued as to the why. Kevin Costner, as Molly's father, rounds out the cast of notable characters. There are many players, but this is not an ensemble film. Rather, this is Jessica Chastain's film, and she once again delivers a riveting performance as a fierce, highly intelligent, and driven woman making a name for herself in the male-dominated world of high-stakes poker. Initially, she's drawn in, reluctantly, by an overbearing boss, but she soon realizes the potential and is a quick study on how to insinuate herself into a position of power and control. And soon her game is the hottest and the coolest game in town. Everyone wants a seat at Molly's table. So why is she sitting in a lawyer's office, broke, and in big trouble? It's interesting to note that as she establishes herself as the runner of the game, she seems to be welcomed into the fold. But the more successful she becomes, and as key players in the game lose, suddenly she's the outcast. But this never weakens her resolve. While she's not always likable, you have to admire her grit and appreciate her determination to be successful, but stay true to herself.
Absolutely driven performance by Chastain, and a fascinating story, one that I was not aware of previously. And I love the beginning, which covers her previous life as a competitive downhill mogul skier, and with some Olympic aspirations, but a injury pushes her back. I love the moments that she gets to play, though, with Idris Elba and with Kevin Costner, her co-star, who plays her father. And for me, the film is very competent, and Aaron Sorkin has certainly learned from a number of great directors that he's written for. But there's an issue of balance here for me. I wanted to see a little more balanced on the interaction with these other characters in real life versus the flashbacks, and really most of the film is a flashback. It's one of the longest flashbacks in movie history, I think.
That's right.
It's still a very engrossing film because of the story and Jessica Chastain.
Right. As I said, she dominates the film, and perhaps it should be that way, although I agree. There is a backstory that goes on, and much of it isn't really revealed till the end.
Right.
So there is a long setup.
It's probably a lot there for a second viewing, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it is dense with information, both where she's voicing over these scenes where there's other people talking too, and there's lots of action happening. So there's a lot of information being absorbed quickly. I think we can both recommend this film, even though it's not what we would consider the best of the year.
Oh, definitely. Right. It has a lot of potential, but as you say, the dialogue, it's frantic and frenetic, but so is that lifestyle, and it mirrors that really beautifully. It's almost dizzying, but relax, you'll get it.
Now, I, Tonya is a different matter, also a frenetic film. If you're a fan of women's figure skating with its beautiful costumes, elegant choreography, and young women gliding across the ice smiling like princesses, I, Tonya takes that public image and drags it through the mud. The Tanya in the title is Tanya Harding, of course, and this is a film about the rise of one of figure skating's most improbable stars and her even greater infamy as a media-created supervillain. The film takes us step-by-step along Tanya's trajectory from age of 3 to early stardom, training under her hovering, overbearing, chain-smoking, and constantly swearing mother, played by Allison Janney in one of the most memorable supporting roles of the year. A poor tomboy, Tanya is brought up on never-ending critical barrages and frequent physical abuse, and falls hard for the first boy who tells her he loves her. He's a fellow member of Oregon's Country Poor, Jeff Galluli. But Galluli is no savior. The film whiplashes between the couple's fights, hand-to-hand combat, really, and enthusiastic makeup sex, honing the notion that Tanya can give as good as she gets. But her tenacity and ability to sustain hard knocks leads only to sporadic triumph. In her private life, lasting love and validation are elusive, and Tanya just can't seem to catch a break. But she does get a champion in Margot Robbie and her portrayal on screen. The 27-year-old actress Margot Robbie is Tanya, and like the film's Tanya, Robbie gives it her all in a performance that rivals the best of the year, winning us over even as Tanya turns accomplice, or perhaps victim, depending on who you believe, in a plot to remove her main rival at the 1994 Olympics, Nancy Kerrigan, by breaking her knee. And the rest is history. But some of that history is up for grabs, and the filmmakers cunningly structure the film with voiceovers from Tanya, documentary-style inserts of the main characters telling their version of the tale, moments of competing narratives, and even actors addressing the audience directly. The truth with a big T is elusive. We're reminded that the media frenzy surrounding Harding and Kerrigan came at a time of emerging 24-hour news cycles and tabloid television, which in hindsight were the prelims for today's age of instant celebrity social media-fueled outrage and our obsession with villains. Tanya Harding, the film shows, was not just a great skater, but prime meat for a world increasingly manufacturing and consuming both heroes and anti-heroes. I, Tanya is about a skater and how Tanya Harding never fit the image of the sport, but with its swift-moving story, rock soundtrack, and cast of characters straight out of a Coen Brothers crime dramedy, it's easy to get caught up in this film as an entertainment. But just when you start to feel bad about taking so much pleasure from I, Tanya, the film reminds us that these were and are real people, and that we, the audience, might be a bit complicit in Tanya's downfall. I, Tanya is a film that exceeds expectations, much like the survivor at the heart of the film, Tanya Harding, and repositions figure skating as a blood sport. I really like this film, Jean.
I did too. And something also that I took from the film was about the class distinction in mm-hmm. the world of figure skating. Tonya's dysfunctional family, the foul language that everyone uses, the right. abusive marriage, these are all cards stacked against her. And Margot Robbie, as you mentioned, is fascinating to watch as she struggles to prove her technical skills and mm-hmm. expertise as a skater should be all that the judges need to see. They should be able to look beyond her garish hand-sewn costumes, right. ignore her unkempt hair and overdone makeup. Unfortunately, she's a pair of brown shoes in a tuxedo world. But as you mentioned, Margot Robbie has just totally captured her vulnerability, her defiance, and her resilience in a flawless performance.
And also won us over. I mean, it's a gritty tale, and she's not necessarily a sympathetic character, but I did find myself rooting for her by the end.
It's
a survivor's tale, really.
It is, but there's so much, too, of that element of what did she know and when did she know it? And you do find yourself wanting to be more on her side than on the side of that horribly abusive husband.
A constant victim of circumstance, too, who somehow never allows that to drag her down.
Exactly.
She just keeps pushing herself back out there. And the solace she finds on the ice from this crazy
Absolutely.
Private life that she has.
Whether you buy into the guilt or the innocence, what is inescapable is her total devotion to the sport and her conviction that her skating is what defines her. I do want to give a shout out too to the costume and the makeup in this film. You know, it must be very difficult to make really tacky costumes, as difficult as it is to make really beautiful costumes.
And Margot Robbie has really deglammed herself for this role and given it her all. I think this is a real breakout for her, for people who have only seen her objectified in many of the films she's been in so far, because she is a beautiful woman and a young actress. But she got behind this story early on, came on as a producer, pushed it. It only cost $11 million to make.
Remarkable.
And it looks fantastic. I wanted to mention for the audience that goes to see this, watch the editing and choreography of the film itself, because it's in constant motion and fluid and moving and swirling. And it reminded me that the structure of the film reminded me of figure skating.
Figure skating,
which I think is just brilliant that the director, Craig Gillespie, incorporated so much of that kinetic energy into the telling of the film. It really moves quickly. I went into it expecting an interesting film, and this is really one of the best films of the year, I think.
It was a surprise, and painfully funny.
And is a lot of what Aaron Sorkin was trying to do in Molly's Game is actually fulfilled in I, Tonya. Not a knock against Molly's Game, but you can see what Sorkin was trying to achieve, and I think they got all the balance just right in I, Tonya. And it doesn't just focus on the Nancy Kerrigan incident. Yeah, that's about the last third of the film. It's about so much more. So just kudos to everybody involved in this. Great supporting cast, too.
Right. A great ensemble film. As you pointed out, the documentary style with each of the characters reimagining the events. Yeah, fun.
So lots of 2017 films, finally getting to El Paso in early 2018. Anything in the next few weeks you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, I've got my fingers crossed for what is being reportedly Daniel Day-Lewis's last film.
Again.
Phantom Thread. We can hope it's again. Phantom Thread, which looks to be a somewhat dark film about a very gifted and talented dress designer, but battling demons. The few trailers I've seen, again, his characterization is impeccable.
And anytime Paul Thomas Anderson makes a film,
director,
it's an event.
Yes.
He's one of the most fascinating directors working today, and that should be a gorgeous-looking film, too, and will be out in a few weeks, hopefully in El Paso. For me, it's Call Me By Your Name, which is Italian director Luca Guadagnino's mostly English-language feature about a young man's sexual awakening in the early 1980s. And, you know, every Guadagnino film I've seen over the last 5 years, I just think it's a masterpiece, every one of them. And this one is in the same category. There is no director working today that makes such sensually beautiful films, even though it is in English, mostly English. It is set in Italy, and it feels Italian through and through, both in subject matter and pacing and cinematography, and just, oh, it's just ravishing to watch. And so I know you're getting excited for that, but I highly recommend one of the best films of the year, Call Me By Your Name. Rated R, does have some mature subject matter. New Year's resolution, watch more movies?
Watch more films, absolutely.
Well, thanks again for joining me today and talking film.
Oh, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I've been discussing two new films opening in a few days in El Paso, both biopics about self-made women. Aaron Sorkin's directorial debut, Molly's Game, starring Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba, and the kinetic figure skating expose, I, Tonya, starring Margot Robbie as Tonya Harding. On Film's engineer and editor is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak, wishing you a very happy new year, and thank you for listening to On Film.